This is KERA News. I'm Bill Zeeble. DISD's Madison High School today was stripped of the two state basketball championships it won the last two seasons. Wilmer Hutchins also had to forfeit every game from last season. It's one thing to bask in the warmth of the top trophy won two straight years, but psychologist Trent Petrie, who also heads UNT's Center for Sports Psychology, says it's another to struggle with their loss.
Sport is supposed to be about bringing people together to compete and challenge oneself, to be their best, have fun together while they're performing. When winning takes front seat and everything else is pushed aside, I think it gives a distorted view about what life is and what really are the important values that we have.
DISD athletic directors violated state rules by using players who lived outside Madison and Wilmer Hutchins High School boundaries. Adults cheated and got caught. Petrie calls this an unfortunate teachable moment that forces everyone to question the reasons for competing.
What really occurred here? Who was at fault? Why it occurred and why those behaviors were problematic? And even more importantly, what would be a better way to behave in the future? You know, one that emphasizes effort, one that emphasizes fun, and one that doesn't put winning above all else.
Petrie says what can't be taken away was Madison's team effort building strong bonds to forge a top team. He says students shouldn't forget that, but he acknowledges that may be a tough lesson to learn today. Bill Zeeble, KERA News.